I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Last July, three American hikers were detained in Iran. They were accused of illegally entering the country from Iraq. The hikers have yet to be brought to trial. A year later, the three are still being held by Iranian authorities at the infamous Evin prison in Tehran. That's the same jail where Iranian political prisoners are held. The hikers' mothers traveled to Iran in May to ask Iranian officials to release their children. They were able to meet their children, but their request has so far been ignored. Two of the women, Nora Sherd and Cindy Hickey, join us from our studio in London. They are the mothers of Sarah Sherd and Shane Bauer, respectively. The third American being held is Josh Fattel. Nora and Cindy, welcome to you both. For our listeners who may not remember the details of the story, Nora Sherd, what happened? Did they cross the border illegally?
The three of them were living in Damascus, Syria. They'd been there for a year. They went on a little vacation for a week. Sarah had a break from her teaching job. They had been hiking near a waterfall. It was a tourist destination, well known to people who live in the Middle East, promoted by the Kurdistan government as being a safe area. It's not real clear what happened, but apparently they were close to the border, were not aware of it, and more than likely either they were taken over the border by the Iranians or straight over the border. We're not sure. We won't know all the details till they come out.
Now, Cindy Hickey, you and Nora managed to visit your children back in May. Describe what that was like.
Well, it was very emotional. We waited for a long time to have our visas granted, so we were very grateful for the opportunity to see them. It was very helpful, I believe, for us to fill them with hope. We described what's being done and let them know that we're working as hard as we can to get them out. It was very, very difficult to leave there. My last vision of Shane was him put on an elevator and the doors closing and not knowing when I would be able to see him again. So it was very bittersweet. And, of course, we didn't bring them home. And at this point, the fact that they're being held without charge, have no access to their lawyer's never seen them, the Swiss, our protecting power, have not been allowed in again, is totally ridiculous.
How old are Sarah and Shane? Are they in good health? Do they seem to be in good mental health as well?
Actually, Shane just turned 28 on July 13th. Sarah is 31. Josh is 28. They've all had birthdays in Evin prison. As far as their health, they're in prison. You know, they're okay, but very pale, dark rings under their eyes. They've all lost a lot of weight, and the emotional strain is extreme for them.
Nora, I understand that Sarah, your daughter, is being kept in isolation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the hard part for me. She's been in solitary confinement for a year. I especially want people to understand what this means. This young woman who has not committed any crime is by herself every day in this prison. She's very, very lonely. It's affecting her psychologically. When I saw her, I was immediately aware that she was incredibly depressed. I would say clinically depressed. She's highly anxious and she's scared. You know, her whole mood is different. It's difficult for her to cope with this. This is inhumane treatment. This is psychological torture. If you look at the international laws about ways to keep prisoners, this is an extreme measure for someone who has not committed any crime.
Cindy Hickey, what kind of things are you and Nora doing to try and secure the release of Sarah, Shane, and Josh?
Well, our days are filled with many things. I actually have closed my business to attend to this on a full-time basis. You know, right now we're here, actually in the UK, building awareness. We want our voices to be heard. We want other people to hear us so they can raise their voices. This is a terrible situation, and it needs to end. So, you know, our goal right now is to get the word out as loud and clear as possible so we can gather support from around the world to apply pressure to release these three.
And who do you hope is listening? Like this interview, who do you hope is listening here in the United States?
We hope that everyone is listening in the United States and around the world. We need support from in a popular way from the people of the United States, the people of the world. We need support from governments around the world. We need high-level intervention. We need whatever help we can get to get these kids out. This has been going on far too long.
How high have you been able to go in terms of intervention?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, you know, we have contacts with within our government, but at this point, we need more than that. We need more than that. We need other governments to speak up. We need more done. You know, if enough was being done at this point, our kids would be home with us, and they're not.
Shahram Amiri, the Iranian nuclear scientist who returned to Tehran last week after charging that he had been held by the CIA for more than a year, has said that U.S. agents pressed him to agree to be exchanged in a spy swap for your children, the three American hikers in Evin prison. Was there a point recently when you believed that Mr. Amiri could be swapped for your kids?
We don't have the back channel information. We're actually not privileged to any of that information. The reports we heard were the same reports that were heard around the world via the media. So, you know, of course we were happy to see him return to his family. You know, what the circumstances are, I don't know. It definitely, you know, gave me some hope that possibly a release of our three would be soon. But we've heard this for a year, that things would happen soon. They would be in trial soon. They would be released soon. That word soon is getting really hard for us to hear because soon is not happening.
You know, in the past couple of years, there have been high-profile arrests and releases not dissimilar to your kids. I mean, the two Asian-American journalists who wandered into North Korea and whose release was negotiated by former President Bill Clinton, Roxana Saberi, the Iranian-American journalist who is also in Evin prison but for 100 days. You must think about those cases and wonder why after a year these three young people are out of those countries and your children are still in prison in Iran.
Whatever it takes to get our kids out, we welcome that kind of opportunity or intervention from whoever that person may be. You know, at this point, it's become obviously clear to us and to the entire world that our kids are being used for political motives. They're pawns in a game between two countries. We want this to end because there's no legal basis for this case. It's only political.
Nora and Cindy, you're both kind of waging this campaign yourselves right now. How well did the two of you know each other before the arrest of Shane and Sarah?
Actually, Shane and Sarah have been together for at least 3 years, if not more. They're a couple. They're actually engaged at this point. So I had met Nora visiting Shane and Sarah in the San Francisco Bay Area. I met her once, so I knew her, but I didn't know her as well as I do now. We know each other very well right now, and we actually lean on each other for support, and we run things by each other. It really helps to have many people working on this, and it's, you know, all three families, and not only the mothers, but many family members that are involved in this campaign.
Nora Sherrod and Cindy Hickey are the mothers of Sarah Sherrod and Shane Bauer, two of the three American hikers who are being held in Evin prison in Tehran. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.